We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Monday. It's a delight to be here with you today. You know, what are you doing? What are you cackling? Nothing. You know, Vinny just cannot work that phone.
I got a lot of stuff going on over here. Let's see. Go on. You were saying?
You know, I don't know what it sounded like. You were pouring water, watering your plants or something during that. I mean, it was like a whole... Your mic was on the whole time, and we're all just sitting here listening to it. I'm like, boy, there is a lot of noise happening there. Like, just some and some breathing and some gurgling. It was delightful.
I'm so sorry.
Was it? I liked it. It was kind of like ambient noise. Like, I was in the room with you. I almost started to go into that ASMR. What are those? What is it? What's that called?
That's
something
it.
Like that, right?
ASMR.
Where you get into a trance. I'm like, oh, just those like little noises in the background that kind of hypnotize you, put you into like a little trance. I liked it.
I will try not to turn that darn mic on again.
Then all of a sudden your camera cut out. I'm like, now what? What is that? It's like the mic's still on, but the camera's off. Are you running out of juice over there?
No, I'm just bouncing in between different things that I needed to check. I'm checking Instagram. You know, I figure you're posting like at a fever pitch.
Of course,
right?
I am.
Right.
Listen, no one's here to talk to me. It's so boring when we're not on the air. I'm sitting listening to your sounds and texting with Bryn about, like, you know, what? Because who's going to tell him that his mic is on? Should someone tell him? Or?
Oh my God. Was there
and then
really
you start,
all that
then
going
you started,
on?
Yeah. Then you started gurgling. I'm like, I'm not telling him. I'm listening to this. I don't know what is happening over there because you weren't even on the camera. I'm like, what is happening?
I'm drinking. I'm trying to drink a lot of water during the show.
That's
because
good.
I want to get as much of it. You know how you have to have a certain amount of water? I try to get as much of it in early in the day so that I'm not getting into bed and going, oh boy, wow, that was smart. Now I
got a tinkle.
Right. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. We always appreciate you guys checking in with us, staying connected, as they say. So here's some of the
stuff. Hashtag move California forward.
Right. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote.
Yeah.
I wanted to wake up early enough to text thank you. My husband and I Zoomed Jackbox with some friends and had a full-on game night Saturday.
Oh,
that is great. That's why I told that story. I was hoping that people would try it because it was so fun. We did it with the McCutcheons like two or three weeks ago and had the best night. So I'd recommend it.
We meant to do it on Friday, but I totally forgot about it. And it was, and then they text, so are we doing this? I'm like, oh, shoot. John's not even here. He and Riley went out for a walk. I'm like, no, I guess we're not doing it.
Oh.
I totally forgot. I was like, got everyone all riled up. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I want to do that. I'll do it this weekend. Sounds so fun.
My friend just got a hot dog from Costco yesterday.
Yeah. They're a little too big. They're good to split with someone. Like at Costco, they have these giant hot dogs. They're like, I mean, I think they're like 10 to 12 inches long and they're just and fat. Like nobody wants that, you know. You gotta
cut
yeah, that
I hear that's what you want. That's what I heard.
No yeah, I think you heard wrong.
I'm pretty sure I heard right. Bed sheets are high thread count. They make better masks. So I did that story about what people are buying right now, and a bunch of people wrote in and said, bed sheets are made of cotton, and cotton is good for masks. Because fabric stores aren't open, it's easier to just order bed sheets. So
that's, it's genius, actually.
That's why bed sheets are at the top of the list of ordering.
Imagine that. That's funny. Good thinking. Some people are so smart.
Yep. I went to Costco over the weekend and couldn't believe how many people were there. People have their entire families with them. It made me so nervous. Mm. Yeah, well. Vinny, I looked up Grillbox to see if they deliver in our area, and they don't. Yeah, that Grillbox was very specially dropped off for us, and we got to try it, but it's definitely not wide yet.
But it was good, and I don't know what their options are going to be, but we just had, like, the plain hamburgers with, like, a side. Everything was good. Everything that they sent was delicious. Like, like you don't have to do anything. You throw the stuff on the grill. Everything else is done for you. The lettuce has been cleaned and leafed. The onions are sliced. The tomatoes sliced. It's great.
I would order it again right now if I could.
Me too. We loved it. The whole family was into it.
One of the things that I will often just eat cheese and meat on my burger because the vegetables are too gross. They don't. I want a good tomato, not one of those gross ones. And I want a good piece of crisp lettuce, or forget it. I don't even need it in there. And everything they provided us was perfect. So I was pretty pumped.
Threw it right on. It was delicious, crisp, fresh. Yeah, I was really impressed with that, actually. I don't know if you get, and even the box that it came in, that I don't know if that's part of the, it came in a, like a pretty hardcore cooler. I don't know if that they gave it to us because it was a promotional thing, or if that's what they're giving out. Because that alone, I was like, "This is awesome!"
Right?
Maybe you trade it back to them when they drop off the next one.
I also don't like sourdough. This is from 650. I also don't like sourdough bread. I don't get it. Why would anyone want sour bread? It's like ordering vinegar flavored soda. No, it's not.
It's, you know what's funny is a light sourdough, I'm fine with. I don't even notice it. Like Michael Sourdough, I order stuff on sourdough. They have sourdough rolls. I think they're great. I would have never known it was a sourdough. But man, some people are into this like just hardcore. My kid makes this bread. It's sourdough and it's like so, you can smell it. It's like stabbing you in the nose. Like, oh God, it's so sour.
And you don't like it.
I'll eat it, it's fresh and just made, and I smother it in like chicken soup or something, but it's not my preference. But I'm lucky, I guess, that we get fresh bread at all now because there is no yeast available. And flour is a big commodity too.
Masterclass, one-time fee, about $100 for access to all classes. It's not that expensive, says 925.
Oh, that's not bad at all. The way I had heard it told, it's like you buy an individual class and it's super pricey depending on who's giving the class. I guess I had it wrong.
I could see sewing's become a big deal in my house. I could see wanting to take classes on some of the stuff that you guys are making now, whether that's pillowcases. And I'm sure you've done well with your, what are those things called? Your patterns?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, it's funny. I am selling patterns right now. People are stuck at home. They're like, I'll crochet something. I'll sew something.
Yeah.
But it's fun. One of my little fantasies, because who knows when I'll retire, but at some point, and hopefully I'll still live for a while.
Is this the one about you having a wiener?
No. Forget that. I don't even care about that anymore. I wouldn't want that. I want to have like a sewing studio. I want to have like really good sewers come in and give classes
really?
Have like a little fabric and craft store. Because I don't want to make money,
Right.
Seems like a fun place to hang out. I just want someplace fun to hang out with, like people who are like, "Oh, let's sew something." I'm
okay. Like-minded people.
Yeah, I have like a little garden shop in the back. God, I love so many things. I gotta stop. And we'll have a recording studio too. We'll have it all.
Sarah, have them check eBay for yeast. I got a pound of instant yeast for a reasonable price.
Oh, I will.
A lot of people are writing in from different stores around the Bay Area that do have the stuff you need. So it's out there. You got to be willing to go.
Yeah, go for
hit
it.
Hit a few different stores.
Well, what else are you doing? Just go do it.
You just don't want to be out for too long. Well, I take that back. I don't want to be out for too long. You might want to go out with... I'm telling you, when we went to fly a kite on Saturday, you could be right. The band was jamming just for their own fun purposes, but it sounded like a major party was going down with a live band right in my neighborhood. We didn't
Maybe
see
it was a graduation party, and they were like, F it, we're doing it.
Yeah, I don't doubt that that's happening.
Yeah, there are definitely people who are more serious about this than others. And some people are like, it's a hoax, I'm throwing a party.
Good morning, Alice. I noticed something yesterday. How come Sarah is verified on Instagram and Vinny isn't?
I applied.
Yeah, I didn't even know that's how you got it. Got it.
I didn't know either.
Decided.
And finally, somebody wrote in and said, you got to apply for it. I was like, oh, they don't just like notice you? So I applied. And they actually, and I applied a couple times. They turned me down. I'm like, no. Mm-mm.
Specialties? No!
I know. I'm weirdly sad about that. Just because it's another loss in all this, I guess. You know, it wasn't like I was ordering specialties all the time, but I did look forward. Man, the big Entercom meeting we had not that long ago, they had the specialty sandwiches. I was like, all right, load me up. Good cookies.
This says specialties was even down in Southern California. So they've grown pretty big. And
the whole thing's closing, huh?
That's what the article in the morning paper said.
Damn. That sucks.
A lot of people are saying we're going to miss them. Yeah, I mean, that's why I did the story, not because I have any interest in them beyond the fact that they've kind of fed me a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Oh, that's here it is. 50 good. Restaurants nationwide.
Wow, nationwide.
I didn't know that.
Me either. Right. That's really too bad. I'm very sorry to hear it. You know, I think that's a direct casualty of... You know, what they were good at was catering these business lunches, and they really had that down, and that's 100% gone right now. That's tough. And no one's eating out. Ugh.
Right. 415 says, walking in the snow in Tahoe and listening to you. It's pure bliss.
Oh. So there's
I know the storm. The storm was heavy up there, but I thought it rained up there, so maybe
yeah,
a little bit
warm-ish.
Of snowfall.
Well, that's good.
My daughter came charging down the stairs with a beautiful rendition of Frozen. Thank you for our morning. More Frozen. That's from my daughter, Penny.
Oh. All right. Well, all right, Penny. I have a text here. It's Jane.
Hi, Jane.
I don't know. I didn't know about specialties either, and I am irrationally sad. Legit sad. Mm. That's what she just texted me. She's really sad.
You know, I know we only have a couple more minutes. I clicked on some videos with my kid. We were watching YouTube for a second. And there are some elaborate, I mean, legit, speaking of legit and elaborate videos where a little kid is dressed like Elsa.
Yeah.
Walking through, recreating the scene from the movie. In a way that only parents could have helped her, and only parents with connections could have helped her do.
Oh.
This full-blown recreation of the scene from Frozen 2 where she sings Show Yourself. I can't even imagine how much work went into this, and it's just a little girl. She sings fine. You know, okay.
But they created a fantasy for her.
Full-blown ice walls in a cave as she's walking
through.
Could
it be a green screen?
I don't know how they did it, dude, but it's frightening to think that they had enough time and energy to put into this full-blown I mean, I guess the kid will always look back on it and be able to say, yeah, I got to live my dream, but
if they've got money or they're connected in that way and had access to a studio that had something like that, I mean, that would be, you know, that actually reminds me, speaking of legit, this kid, I think his name is Miles Legend. I don't know. It's Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's kid.
Oh, he's okay.
He's two. Uh-huh. He turned two and they threw him a party. And they threw a party. Like, I guess they live in Southern California. I don't know where they live. Someplace sunny and nice. They used up all the rest of the helium. There were 10-foot tall letters all the way around the yard made out of different colored rainbow balloons that said happy birthday Miles, like every single word spelled out. Then there were balloon animals.
Oh boy.
All just, and like the, it was obscene. I was like, Chrissy, this is too much.
It's an environmental catastrophe you're putting on out there.
Oh, I really couldn't stop looking at it.
Hey, Vin, Snoop has grandbabies. That's why he knows Frozen, everyone.
Oh,
he's got grandkids.
So he wanted to go out there and just relax with a little Let It Go. It's so funny. His, you know, somebody was saying as I was reading comments about this that he should host the next Disney sing-along because then, you know, you'd see the softer side of Snoop.
Right.
And he should just, he doesn't have to sing or anything. He just has to be in the picture at all times reacting. Like he, his reactions to stuff are so funny. Like, have you ever seen, you know, the Honey Badger doesn't give a damn. You
right.
know that guy?
Yep.
Snoop has done some of those.
I know.
And he's great. Like, he's just so funny.
Snoop is surprisingly talented in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
He's really, really excellent. And the stuff he's doing with Martha Stewart is great for him and for
it's
her.
It's great. Oh, my God. It just shows another side of him. And he's, you know, they really like each. It seems that they really like each other.
Vinny says, 415, please stop assuming that it's only families with small children that are struggling. I have a teenager at home, and while she's a great kid, there are definitely moments. We actually did a story about that. I don't have a teenager at home, so I'm not living that life. But I did think about what it would be like if my daughter came up to me and said, I absolutely have to see my boyfriend or he's going to leave me. Or, you know, one of those dramatic...
Drama, yes.
Right, chalked, you know, drummed up drama moments that are not real life where you're just like, who cares?
Right.
So let him
so
leave.
So what? I hate
Anyone
that kid anyway.
To leave you for because you can't... Because he doesn't have access to your body?
Right.
Punt. But I could see how that being could be a real problem. So I get it. Although at least your kid can take care of herself for a minute without killing herself.
Yeah, that's a, you know, I got to say, I feel like this happened to me at the perfect time. Like the studio is finished. The kids don't want anything to do with me. It's just, you know, John cooks all the time. It's just delightful. I really like this way too much. I have a lot of guilt. I'm carrying a lot of guilt about how much I like this.
I am glad you're enjoying your experience.
Thank you.
I, on the other hand, am not.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's not. It's the exact opposite of what I'm
built
for.
Very inconvenient. Yep.
And yet.
Here we are.
Let's see.
So sorry.
I'm running out of time here, so. Vinny, I am in a boat right now. So stressful.
Oh, in a boat? Like living on a houseboat, maybe?
So instead of a divorce, I drove down to SoCal for a change of scenery. Oh my God.
Oh, what?
Wow. Well, I could see. Look, people are going through all kinds
took
of different
the boat.
Stuff.
I get it. Huh.
Bizarre. I guess.
I guess, you know, there are people who live on boats.
Sure. I don't. Okay.
How do you get your stuff? How do you empty your tanks? You know, the tanks.
Oh, I'm sure there's probably little boats that come around and do that for you, right?
I don't. I really
got to be someone in business who takes care of that.
Yeah. Honey wagon.
Well, anyway, I'm out of time, but we do appreciate you guys checking in. Thanks so much for your texts.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know, Vinny, sometimes things are just funny and you have to let them play out.
Or you guys could have said, hey, Vin, we can hear you. Turn your mic off.
We talked about it, you know. We discussed it, but we just thought, oh, listen to that noise he's making. What could that be?
Well,
you
one know, of them we... was drinking water. The other one was me peeing. And I'm sure there was...
Oh, that must be what we heard.
Right.
Is that possible? Is the bathroom right there?
It's right
I was like, that can't be drinking. It sounds like he's pouring. It sounds like you're watering your plants.
No, that was me going number
one.
Oh,
well, that was fun. It's just good times. You know, it's really on you if your mic is on or off. And so...
Thanks, friends.
You're welcome.
Or good you times. Could be a bro and say, hey, Vin, your mic's on.
Sometimes we do.
Right.
You know, but other times it's just like, well, you know, it's toward the end of the show. I wasn't busy reading anything. So I was just watching to see what would happen next.
Gee, thanks.
Anyway, listen, it's a Monday. You got to do what you can to entertain yourself.
Right.
Have a wonderful day. I hope it doesn't rain where you are. I'm mostly clouded up now. I see a little bit of blue sky, but I'm hopeful for the afternoon. Get a little work done. And, you know, just enjoy it. It's Monday. Enjoy it as much as you can ever enjoy.
Hey, doesn't Johnny's podcast get posted any minute, too?
It does, Vinny. Thank you for reminding me. That's, Bryn, what time are you going to throw that up?
Probably really soon, actually. Probably minutes.
Great. Then people can check that out. That's at RadioAlice.com, Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts at. And you can follow him online at Johnny Mosley Pod. Have a great day, and we will check you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.